This is just a quick introduction to say that yesterday I did my audio mo on Twitter, by Twitter audio, but today I'm back on Anchor. Hope you enjoy. Short, and just have one question. What is your fear that kind of verges on a phobia? And I'll tell my story. My fear that verges on phobia is bees. Well, bees and wasps. And then, unfortunately, because I don't know which is which, I end up fearing all buzzing things. So bees, wasps, all kinds of flies, blue bottles, whatever really. Even bumblebees, you know, and I know bumblebees are like probably the least harmful of all the bees. Well, I know honeybees are very gentle as well. But yeah, so all buzzy things really, and my reasons for being afraid of bees, I've never actually been stung by a bee, but my reason for being afraid of bees is when I was very young, and as I was born not able to see, my cousin thought it was very amusing to catch bees in jars and put them at my ears, so that really scared me a lot. And then when I was younger, can't remember how old I was, when I was younger as well, I once put my hand on a piece of grass that there was a wasp on and got stung that way. And then the other thing that happened that really kind of cemented my fear and severe dislike of wasps was I was maybe 12 or 13, I think I was 12, anyway. I was having one of my many eye surgeries, which I did have many of, and maybe that's the subject of another audio mo, I don't know, but I was having one of my many eye surgeries and went out for some air with somebody when I was at the hospital, and this wasp decided that he was going to try his very best, well, her very best anyway, to sting me, and went into, you know, on your arm where the kind of crook of your arm is, where you're like, where on the back of your arm your elbow is, and on the front you've got like the crease of your arm sort of thing, where you're starting to go towards the top of your arm and up to your shoulder. So yeah, the wasp landed there and tried its absolute best to sting, which wasn't fun at all. So that's kind of what cemented my absolute dislike of wasps, and unfortunately as a consequence of that, and not the bees' fault at all, now I'm scared of the bees and scared of every buzzing thing, you know. I am scared of them, and I shouldn't be scared of them because I know they're very gentle, but I did help save a bee before, like I know what you have to do to save a bee. If you ever see a bee that's struggling, you just give them some sugar. So if you've got Coke somewhere that you can give them, they like that, or you know sugar water, if you can get them to go onto a spoon or something with a bit of sugar water on it, and that sort of sets them up, and they go and fly off again and go and do some work, and so they don't get thrown out of their houses kind of thing. But I know kind of intellectually that the bees are good. I just, as I say, the wasps have kind of made me fear everything and not knowing which is which. So if anyone has a strategy for knowing which buzzing thing is what, let me know, you know, in the usual ways. Be interested. As a blind person, it absolutely ruins every summer, this kind of fear of all things buzzy in nature. So yes, that's my story for today. Hope everybody's had a nice day. and I'll see you back here tomorrow, or number 16.